8. Dementia, mental health, and behavioral management. 8A. Some common causes of behavioral problems among the aging include medication and medical conditions such as dementia. 8B. The elderly experience frustration and fatigue. When this happens, they, 1. Exhibit common emotions seen in the elderly include, A. Loss of one's independence, B. Loss of purpose, C. Fear and anger, D. Anxiety and depression, E. Loneliness and isolation, F. Grief and bereavement. 8C. Providing meaningful activities, talking about old times, and supporting the elderly spirituality goes a long way in meeting their basic psychosocial needs. Nine. End of life. 9A. The assisted living program shall provide referral services to residents suffering from pain and symptoms due to serious illnesses or old age-related health conditions. 1. The assisted living facility shall A. Make available information and referrals to residents and families when appropriate regarding the availability of palliative care services, and B. Inform the resident or the resident's authorized decision maker regarding the resident's right to request end-of-life care consultation. 2. As appropriate and upon request by the resident or authorized decision maker, the facility may make timely referrals for end-of-life services not included in the standard services provided by the facility. End-of-life care referral may consist of A. Health options, B. Pain and symptom management options, C. Imminent death preparations, D. Availability of grief and bereavement services, as appropriate, E. Spiritual care counseling, and F. Psychological services, G. Availability of hospice services, as appropriate. 3. Pain management in end-of-life care. The facility shall, A. Conduct and document pain and symptom assessments using available standardized tools. B. Provide adequate and appropriate dosage of prescribed analgesics and sedatives to meet the needs of the end-of-life care resident. And C. Educate the resident and the resident's family about end-of-life care. 9B. Other services. The facility shall provide culturally and linguistically appropriate education and support about how to safely care for the resident at home or in an alternate residential setting as appropriate. 1. Imminent death. The facility shall document and provide appropriate counseling services regarding the resident's active dying phase and imminent death to A. The authorized decision maker, B. The resident's family and staff. 2. Interpreter services. The facility shall ensure interpreter services are available and accessible to the resident in end-of-life care. 9C. MOLST. The facility shall comply with the procedures and requirements of the medical orders for life-sustaining treatment form, which is incorporated by reference at Comer Section 10.07.21, and ensure that, 1. MOLST forms are completed in accordance with Comer Section 10.01.21. 9D. Advance directives. 1. If a resident has an advance directive, the facility shall, A. Recognize the authority of a resident's advance directive and its healthcare agent, and include it in the resident's medical record, including the electronic medical record. B. Promote advance care planning and completion of advance directives through outreach activities. C. Establish reporting mechanisms to keep all staff informed and updated about care changes and treatment goals. 9E. An assisted living manager shall verify and document on admission of the resident, or within 14 days of admission, the resident's pre-arrangements or registered wishes about end-of-life care, funeral, and burial, including but not limited to, 1. Financial, 2. Religious, 3. Name a preferred funeral home, if any, and 4. The name, address, and relationship of any person who has agreed to claim the body of the resident or who has agreed to assume funeral or burial responsibilities. 9F. Notification on death. Upon the death of a resident, the assisted living manager or designee shall contact the responsible party, or the relative's next of kin, on record, to claim the body and assume funeral and burial responsibilities. 1. If the deceased resident appears to be an unclaimed after death, the assisted living manager or designee shall contact any person who, although not having been identified in advance as being responsible for the burial arrangements, might nevertheless at the time of death be willing to claim the body and assume responsibility. 10. Management and operation. 10A. Administration Section 10.07.14.13. The assisted living program shall develop and implement a quality assurance plan and establish residents and family councils for the purpose of assuring quality of care. 1. Residents and family councils. The assisted living program shall have both a residence council and a family council, and the assisted living program shall make reasonable attempts to cooperate with both the residents and family councils. The residence council shall consist of current residents of the assisted living program, and the family council shall consist of family members or appointed personal or family agents of current residents. 10B. Staffing, Section 10.07.14.14-15, the Assisted Living Program, ALP, shall develop a staffing plan to include a hiring policy based on the levels of care, appropriate staff qualifications, and training requirements for the assisted living manager, delegating nurse, and other qualified staff. The staffing plan shall, 1. Identify the type and number of staff needed, based on the number of residents and the individual needs of each resident that it intends to serve in the facility. 2. Include the number of on-site staff and qualifications to meet the 24-hour scheduled and unscheduled needs of the residents. On-site staff shall work in partnership with the delegating nurse and assisted living program staff to adequately meet residents' needs. A. Upon the adequate assessments of residents, a physician or delegating nurse shall issue a clinical or nursing order for on-site staff services, based on the needs of each resident, and shall document any such orders in the resident's record. The facility shall develop a comprehensive service plan that includes, 1. Adequate clinical and ancillary services, and 2. Oversight of nursing activities. B. If an assisted living manager, ALM, determines that a clinical or nursing order should not or cannot be implemented, the ALM, physician, and delegating nurse shall discuss any alternatives that could safely address the resident's needs. 1. The ALM shall notify the resident or legal agent, the delegating nurse, and resident's physician of the change to the order. 2. The ALM shall document in the resident's records any such discussion and all individuals who participated in the discussion, any change in the order, and the date of notification. 2. The staffing plan shall address awake overnight staff as determined by the resident's assessments in accordance with the service plan indicated by the resident assessment tool. A. If in the physician's or assessing nurse's clinical judgment, a resident does not require awake overnight staff based on the resident assessment tool, the physician or nurse shall document the reasons in the area provided in the assessment tool. B. The manager shall retain documentation of all assessments of awake overnight staff requirement or non-requirement in the resident's records. 3. If, based on circumstances, there is a need for electronic monitoring system, per the recommendation of the resident's physician or assessing nurse, the facility may apply to the department for a waiver to use an electronic monitoring system instead of awake overnight staff. A. If an electronic monitoring system is approved by the department for the facility to use, the manager shall document the approval in the resident's records. B. When a resident is assessed or reassessed, the physician or assessing nurse shall review and document the use of awake overnight staff or an electronic monitoring system. C. Failure to implement a nursing or clinical order, without demonstrating why the order should not be followed or without identifying alternatives to care, may result in sanctions against the assisted living program. 10C. Security Comer, Section 10.07.14.44, the facility shall provide 1. Exterior lockable doors and windows, and 2. An effective automated device or system to alert staff to individuals entering or leaving the building. A. A facility need not use an automated alert for an exit door when the exit is staffed by a receptionist or other staff member who views and maintains a log of individuals entering and leaving the facility. 10.1. Residential record/log keeping. 10.1a. The assisted living manager shall ensure that an individual record or log is maintained at the facility for each resident in a manner that ensures security and confidentiality, and which includes at a minimum. 1. Pre-admission requirements, admission records, manager's assessments, service/care plans, and emergency data sheet. These shall include, but not limited to, A. Rehabilitation plans, if appropriate. B. Care notes written by staff at least weekly, and shall be 1. Individualized, legible, and chronological. 2. Appropriately signed and dated by the writer. C. Hospitalizations or extended stay of 15 days or more in any skilled facility. 2. Records of readmission and assessment by the delegating nurse within 48 hours of readmission if A. there is a significant change in the resident's mental or physical status upon readmission. B. The delegating nurse documents a determination that the resident does not require a full assessment within 48 hours, and a full assessment of the resident is conducted within 7 calendar days. 10.1b. The assisted living manager shall develop policies and procedures for documenting discharge plans when the resident is discharged from the facility, including the location and manner of discharge. 10.1c. The assisted living manager shall develop policies and procedures to ensure that all information documented in the resident's record are communicated in a timely manner to 1. The resident or its resident's healthcare representative, if appropriate, and 2. All appropriate healthcare professionals and staff who are involved in the development and implementation of the resident's service plan. 11. Emergency planning. 11A. Emergency preparedness, Section 10.07.14.46, the assisted living program shall develop an emergency and disaster plan that includes procedures to be followed before, during, and after an emergency or disaster, and shall cover evacuation, transportation, or shelter in place of residents. The plan shall be in compliance with 1. All applicable local fire and building codes, and 2. The Life Safety Code, NFPA 101, National Fire Protection Association. 11b. A licensed facility shall ensure that fire extinguishers are 1. Of standard and approved types, installed, maintained, and conveniently available for use at all times, and initially and at least annually instruct staff in their use. 2. Located on each floor and adjacent to, or in, special hazard areas, such as, A. furnace or boiler rooms, B. kitchens, or, C. laundries. 11C. When an emergency occurs, the ALP shall follow the emergency and disaster procedures including, 1. Notification of families and staff regarding the action that will be taken concerning the safety and well-being of the residents, and any change depending upon the nature or scope of the emergency or disaster. 2. Staff coverage, organization, and assignment of responsibilities for ongoing shelter in place or evacuation, including identification of staff members available to report to work or remain for extended periods. And 3. Relocation to alternate facilities or other conducive locations with reasonable efforts to continue care and sustain operations as normally as possible for at least 72 hours. The continuity of care shall cover A. Services, financial, and logistical arrangements. B. Procuring essential goods, equipment, and services. C. A brief medical fact sheet that accompanies each resident to be properly labeled and maintained in a central location readily accessible and available, and includes at a minimum the residents. 1. Name, medical condition, or diagnosis of the patient. 2. Medications, allergies, and special diets or dietary restrictions. And 3. Family or legal representative contact information. 4. A tracking system to locate and identify residents in the event of displacement, an emergency, or a disaster that includes at a minimum the A. Resident's name and name of the initial facility or alternate location, and the time the resident was sent to the initial facility or alternate location. 5. Identification of a facility, or facilities, or alternate location or locations that have agreed to house the ALP's residents during an emergency evacuation, and document an agreement with each facility or location. 6. Identification of transportation agency or agencies that have agreed to safely transport residents during an emergency evacuation, and document an agreement with each agency. 11D. Evacuation plans. The facility shall conspicuously post floor plans with designated evacuation routes on each floor. Orientation and drills. 1. The licensee shall A. Orient staff to the emergency and disaster plan and to their individual responsibilities within 24 hours of the commencement of job duties, and B. Document completion of the orientation in the staff member's personnel file through the signature of the employee. 2. Fire drills. A. The assisted living program shall conduct fire drills at least quarterly on all shifts. B. Documentation. The assisted living program shall 1. Document completion of each drill. 2. Have all staff who participated in the drill sign the document, and 3. Maintain the documentation on file for a minimum of 2 years. 3. Semi-annual disaster drill. A. The assisted living program shall conduct a semi-annual emergency and disaster drill on all shifts during which it practices evacuating residents or sheltering in place so that each is practiced at least one time a year. B. The drills may be conducted via a tabletop exercise if the program can demonstrate that moving residents will be harmful to the residents. C. Documentation. The assisted living program shall 1. Document completion of each disaster drill or training session. 2. Have all staff who participated in the drill or training sign the document. 3. Document any opportunities for improvement as identified as a result of the drill, and 4. Keep the documentation on file for a minimum of 2 years. Four. The licensee shall cooperate with the local emergency management agency in emergency planning, training, and drills, and in the event of an actual emergency. 11F. Emergency electrical power generator. 1. Generator required. An assisted living program with 50 or more residents shall have an emergency electrical power generator on the premises. 2. Generator specifications. The power source shall be a generating set and prime mover located on the program's premises with automatic transfer. The emergency generator shall A. be activated immediately when normal electrical service fails to operate. B. come to full speed and load acceptance within 10 seconds, and C. have fuel stored on-site with the capability of 48 hours of operation of the systems listed above. 3. Test of emergency power system. A. The program shall test the emergency power system once each month. B. During testing of the emergency power system, the generator shall be exercised for a minimum of 30 minutes under normal emergency facility connected load. C. Results of the test shall be recorded in a permanent logbook that is maintained for that purpose. D. The facility shall monitor the fuel level of the emergency generator after each test. 4. The emergency power system shall provide lighting in the following areas of the facility. A. Areas of egress and protection as required by the State Fire Prevention Code and Life Safety Code 101 as adopted by the State Fire Prevention Commission. B. Nurses Station. C. Drug Distribution Station or Unit Dose Storage. D. An area for emergency telephone use. E. Boiler or mechanical room. F. Kitchen. G. Emergency generator location and switchgear location. H. Elevator, if operable on emergency power. 1. Areas where life support equipment is used. J. If applicable, common areas or areas of refuge, and K. If applicable, toilet rooms of common areas or areas of refuge. 5. Emergency electrical power shall be provided for the following. A. Nurses' call system. B. At least one telephone in order to make and receive calls. C. Fire pump, well pump, sewerage pump, and sump pump. D. If required, for evacuation purposes, a lift or emergency elevator, heating equipment to maintain a minimum temperature of 70 degrees Fahrenheit 24 degrees Celsius in all common areas or areas of refuge, life support equipment, and non-flammable medical gas systems. Quality Assurance. A. Quality Assurance Plan. A quality assurance plan must require that 1. The assisted living manager meets the qualification requirements for the level or levels of care for which the facility is licensed to provide service, CUMR Section 10.07.14.15. A. An assisted living manager for levels 1 and 2 service facility must have at least a high school diploma or equivalent, with appropriate administrative experience. B. An assisted living manager for level 3 service facility must have a 4-year college degree with administrative experience. 2. A qualified assisted living manager meets with the delegating nurse at least every 6 months and documents the proceedings of the meeting. The meeting shall include the review of A. Change in status of the program's residents. B. Outcomes of pharmacy reviews. C. Service plan requirements, and D. Written recommendations or findings of the consultant pharmacist, as required by regulation. 13. Survey Process. 13A. Inspection, Section 10.07.14.11, Assisted Living Program to be open for inspection. 1. Any licensed assisted living program shall be open at all times to announced or unannounced inspections by the department and by any agency designated by the department. 2. Any part of the facility and any surrounding accessory buildings which may be entered by staff or residents are considered part of the facility and are subject to inspection. 3. Records and reports. All licensed ALPs shall maintain records and make reports as required by the department. The records and reports shall be open to inspection by the department or its designee. Except for the records permitted to be stored off-site, a licensed facility or its designee shall A. Upon request, provide copies of records and reports, including medical records of residents, to the department or its designee. The department or its designee shall, if requested, reimburse the licensee for the cost of copying the records and reports. B. Maintain records on-site, where residents are being cared for, pertaining to 1. Current residents and residents who have been discharged within the last 6 months. 2. Staff and quality assurance activities. C. All other records may be stored off-site but shall be available for inspection within 24 hours of the department's request or request of the department's designee. 4. An assisted living program shall post the following documents in a conspicuous place that is visible to residents, potential residents, and other interested parties. A. Any statement of deficiencies for the most recent survey. B. Any findings from complaint investigations conducted by state or local surveyors after the most recent licensure survey, and C. Any plans of correction in effect with respect to the most recent survey or subsequent complaint investigation, and D. A notice describing where in the facility the items listed above may be found. 5. Notice of violations. A. If a complaint investigation or survey inspection identifies a regulatory violation, the secretary shall issue a citation for the violation or deficiency, and shall 1. Require the assisted living program to submit an acceptable plan of correction within 10 calendar days of receipt of the notice of violation or deficiency. A. If a complaint investigation or survey inspection identifies a regulatory violation, the secretary shall issue a citation for the violation or deficiency, and shall 2. Notify the assisted living program of sanctions, or that failure to correct the violation may result in sanctions, and 3. Offer the assisted living program the opportunity for informal dispute resolution, IDR, and may be held in person, by telephone, or in writing, does not require counsel. B. The plan of correction referred to above shall include the date by which the correction of each deficiency shall be complete. Failure to return an acceptable plan of correction within allotted time frame of 10 days may result in a sanction. C. The IDR process may not delay the effective date of any enforcement action. 13B. Compliance, Section 10.07.14.12, the department shall be responsible for monitoring and inspecting assisted living programs to ensure compliance with the regulatory requirements of this chapter. 1. Consistent with an interagency agreement, the department may delegate certain aspects of its monitoring, inspection, or waiver responsibilities to the Department of Aging or a local health department. 2. The department or its designee may conduct announced or unannounced licensure or complaint investigation visits. 3. An assisted living program shall be surveyed on-site, at least annually. The department may extend the time between surveys to up to 15 months if it determines that a licensee has demonstrated satisfactory compliance with this chapter. 4. The department, or those agencies delegated responsibility under this regulation, may inspect an assisted living program more frequently than annually through follow-up surveys, if it is considered necessary to ensure compliance with this chapter or for the purpose of investigating a complaint. Congratulations! You successfully completed this course. take the final exam. A passing grade of 80% is required for the PLUS certification.